It is now time for a reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. It has an online story about how Samoa is now allowing residents to return home. Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good. Happy Thursday.
Yes, and a happy story, actually, about American Samoa specifically. This is from our reporter, Anita Hofschneider, and I'm filling in for her today. And this involves hundreds of American Samoans that have been stranded in the United States because American Samoa, since COVID came last year, has had a very strict border control. Now, it's been good for American Samoa in the sense there's only been four cases, two of those on container ships, but it has had a high emotional and financial cost for, gosh, I think it's something like over 1,000 or more American Samoans that have been stranded in the U.S. By the way, most of those people are here in Hawaii. So Anita's story today focuses on a repatriation effort to get them to go home, finally giving some relief to these folks that have not been able to go back to Pago Pago.
Yes, and I recall early on, I think even VASH, the Visitor Aloha Society of Hawaii, had stepped up to help some families, but who knew it was going to stretch out this long?
Yeah, Anita opens her story, and there's a wonderful photo of a couple, American Samoan couple in Utah. They flew to Utah before the pandemic came, what is it now, 10 months ago. And they left two of their children behind with grandparents, and they brought one of their kids with them, a three-year-old, and they had a newborn while they were in Utah, so the parents of four kids. But they couldn't go back, and it's not only just emotionally and financially difficult, but the fathers had to pick up some work in Utah to send money back home. They left behind work at home, including working on a farm and helping with their parents' store. And this is, you know, a tough situation. Good news under this new program, they're going to be able to return. Let me just briefly explain how that works. This is something that the American Samoan government, it's a territory of the U.S., by the way, is working with the city and county of Hawaii, Honolulu, the quarantine organizations that are here. And the way it works is you got to have a doctor's note. You have to have a 10-day quarantine. That's being held at the Waikiki Sands Hotel. And there's also two negative tests that are required before they can go back home. In fact, just this week, there was a testing program for these American Samoans at Waikiki Shell's parking lot. Two more of those testing programs are scheduled in early February to get folks back home. I should also add that the American Samoan government is paying for this.
Yes, and it is heartwarming to know that these folks are going to be reunited with their families once again after being separated for so long.
Well, they're sad things as well. And Anita does report one case in which a couple stranded here in the U.S., they lost a child, a terminal illness last month, and very sad that they can't bring the body home in time. Of course, burials have been erupted as well, very important to island cultures, to all of us, really. I should also say this is not just American Samoa that has had concerns with border restrictions. What's known as the Freely Associated States, really Micronesia, right? The Federated States of Micronesia, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and also Palau. They, too, have had very strict border controls. And same thing. It has also worked to keep COVID largely at bay. I think there's only been two cases in the Marshalls, I think one in FSM, hopefully not many more. So that's working. But the downside is so many folks are left in the U.S. wanting to come back, and they certainly couldn't have planned. Who could plan for COVID, right?
Right. I know we have done stories about how way back when, you know, when we were dealing with the Spanish flu, the story in Samoa, the two Samoas, you know, Western Samoa and American Samoa, one group shut their borders down, and they had, you know, no deaths, I think, and then the other island relaxed restrictions, and you know, they paid the penalty, they paid the cost. So you understand, you know, the concern that they have, these tiny islands.
Right. The family that Anita, by the way, profiles, the Lalonghi family, while they were in Utah, we should say really American Samoans stranded all over the country, California, Oregon, Texas, and on the East Coast as well. And by the way, even though most of them are here in Hawaii, we should explain, well, why are they here? Well, just like everybody, they're visiting family. They're here for school. Maybe they're here for medical issues. Good reasons for them to come to the U.S., but they can't go home. So hopefully Anita's next update on this story will be that this more than 1,000 people stranded from American Samoa are on their way back home. Good news.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chad Blair.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was politics and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read Anita Hofschneider's story, visit civilbeat.org.